into the state to have these products tested.
Mr. Chairman, I would just say that there are four public housing projects that are just later phases. We've received first phase funding in prior years, and there is the new public housing project on there would be the South Hall Manor renovation project and the multi-purpose building out at the Riverbend facility here in Juneau.
Where is South Hall? Is that Fairbanks?
Yes, sir. That's a low-income senior public housing facility in Fairbanks.
Okay. Any other questions? Anything to conclude from your end?
I would like to add that we have been contacted by the Union Labor Life Insurance Company, which is the owner of the building we are in. They have approached us and have made inquiries as if we are interested in purchasing that building. If you're familiar at all, it's at the corner of Tudor and Boniface. It's the old Teamsters building. It's a tremendous building. It sits on a little bit over 5 acres. I've made the board aware of it. I have made some contact with legislators to make sure that you're aware that this offer or this issue is out there. It generates, in today's market, between $350,000 to $500,000 annual savings a year based on square footage costs. We are in a 10-year lease situation now, two 5-year leases with an option to renew. You know, over the life of that building, we're looking at millions of dollars in savings. Similar scenario is what was created with the B of A building. I wanted to make legislators aware of the fact that we have been approached by it, and I was not going to not let you know. From the simple fact that we need to analyze that situation, and vacancy rates for commercial space in Anchorage right now are at about 2%. It's a pretty vibrant market, and the owners are well. You know, this is a union trust fund from New Jersey or Washington D.C. and it'd be kind of nice to see if we own it or some Alaskan firm or something. I mean, a shorter place to send your rent check. But I wanted you to be aware that we have been approached on this issue.
Senator Donnelly.
And we're going to have a real tough time with the capital budget this year. I mean, with our current fiscal situation. Could you be prepared to tell me in the next couple of weeks what would be the impact of spreading out some of these phases on some of these projects? Stretching them out so we weren't spending so much this year, but maybe finishing them over the next couple years rather than just next year. There's any options there to do that?
Senator, we'll have a breakdown of that and back to you as to we'll break all of them down and show what the effects are over a several-year period.
Sometimes there's components you can do and spread it out over a couple years rather than do it all in 1 year. Sometimes it doesn't make sense to do that, but occasionally it does.
We'll have that right down to you.
Anything else? Okay, our next meeting will be Monday at 9 a.m., which we will start on the Y2K problem, Senate Bill 44. With that, Senate Finance will stand in adjournment.